Hello. I hope that you are having a fabulous day and that your day is off to a great start thus far. A few weeks ago, if you tune into our regular messages and such, I mentioned I just kind of brought our church back to our basic Christian responsibilities as Christians. And one of those responsibilities relates to what we do with the Bible, what we do with God's Word. And so it's been a few weeks since I talked to you about that. I just want to spend a few minutes here today asking you how you're doing with your Bible, if you're meaningfully engaging with God that way, with His Word, with how He's spoken to you. I want to talk to you about one specific thing related to that here today. I think a lot of people disregard God's Word, even Christians, though that we would never say that. Though we'd actually say we love it, practically in everyday life, sometimes we just don't give it much priority and don't demonstrate that great of love for God and His Word. But God's Word is incomparably priceless for our journey through life. It's there to help us on this journey through the joyful parts, through the hard parts, through the unique parts, through the parts of life, even like this, when there's no script for this. This is uncharted territory. God's Word is incomparably priceless for life's journey, and God wants you to love it, and He wants you to cherish it. And I want to draw your attention here today to Psalm 119, verses 97 to 100, and just briefly have a look at these verses together. What we have, actually, I think in these verses, we have an indicator of love for God's Word. Love for God's Word results in meditation on it. I want you to notice what the psalmist says in verse 97 of Psalm 119. He says, "Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day." According to this verse, what unquestionably proves your love for God in His words? It's the activity of continual meditation. And judged by that criterion, could it be said that you love God's Word? If that was the sole determiner of how much you love God's Word, your meditation on it, what could be said about your love for the Bible? I want to briefly define a couple words there in verse 97. You have the word law. And the psalmist says, "Oh, how I love your law." That word law carries with it the idea of instruction. And the psalmist is saying that he loves the instruction of God. God's law, according to Psalm 1, provides instruction on how to be happy or blessed. You may remember that from Psalm 1. God's law provides instruction on how to be happy and also how to be holy. And interestingly enough, if we were to go back and look at Psalm 1, it teaches that happiness actually stems from or flows from a life of holiness. And holiness, interestingly enough, stems from meditation, which is the next term we need to look at here from Psalm 97. Meditation means to rehearse or to contemplate or to go over a matter in your mind again and again. And it can be done actually inwardly or outwardly. And I think probably the best illustration of this, the one that helps me the most, is dairy cows. Dairy cows have one stomach with four distinct compartments. You may remember learning about that in elementary school or something. When a cow eats something coarse and tough like grass, it actually chews that grass just enough to swallow. You might think, just like what your toddler does, chomp, chomp, loop, and then swallows it down. That's what a cow does. And the grass travels to the first two compartments of this four-compartment stomach. It travels to something called the rumen and the reticulum, where it begins to break down. The grass begins to break down, and it mixes in there with a cow's saliva to produce something called cud. We talk about cows chewing the cud. Well, later what happens is the cow burps the cud back up into her mouth and chews it more to break it down further. We go, ooh, yummy. Like, that actually sounds kind of gross and disgusting. And a cow might actually do this 60 times a day with the same food. Chomp, 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 swallow. Burp it back up. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Swallow it again. 60 times a day with the exact same food. And after swallowing again and again, the smaller parts of that cud, the smaller pieces, end up passing to the third and fourth stomach, parts of the stomach, where they're fully digested. Well, a cow actually spends several hours each day eating and chewing her cud. And I think as we look at Psalm 97 here, meditation is much like that process. It involves chewing on the same truth over and over and over again until it's processed thoroughly and absorbed into the body, into the system. According to verse 19 or 97 there, the psalmist meditates on God's instruction, he says, all the day. Wow. What an amazing statement. And according to verse 98, he says of God's word that it is ever with me. I don't know about you, but I want to be able to say that today. I want to be able to say that and live that this week and this year, that God's word is with me all the day. It's ever with me. I'm constantly chewing on it. I'm constantly meditating on it and thinking about it and trying to apply it to my life. So do you love God's instruction? You must treasure God's instruction and meditate on it. And practically, that means that you have to spend time in God's word. Just as you go back to this whole cow analogy, a cow doesn't actually chew his cud unless he goes out into the field to graze, or unless he gets up from his nap and walks around and chews some more grass. And I think the same could be sort of applied to us spiritually. If you're not grazing, if you're not going to God's word and reading it, you're never going to meditate on it. If you're not taking it in, you're never going to chew on it. So it's super important for all of us. Step one is we've got to be in God's word. We've got to be reading it. We've got to be putting it into our system. And then you've got to find ways to commit it to memory or to keep it with you somehow, some way throughout the day. In fact, what I'd really encourage you to do this week, maybe every day this week, and in the days going forward, is maybe just pick one verse. A verse that's really going to help you on your journey through life right now. A verse that you need. Write it on a 3x5 card. Put it in your pocket. Pull it out multiple times a day. Do something with your phone to do that same sort of thing. But actually just going back and looking at the same piece of scripture multiple times a day, whatever that piece of scripture may be. It's interesting. The Bible teaches that the activity of meditation actually brings the gift of great wisdom. What will happen if you do with the Bible what a cow does with its cud? What will happen if you chew on it and meditate on it and keep summoning it back to your mind and thinking, how does this work? Well, the result of that will be wisdom. The wisdom needed to navigate life's journey successfully. And you need that wisdom. And I need that wisdom. And the verses that follow, verses 98 to 100, are going to just give us some really encouraging truths as we think about meditation. We need wisdom, and we learn that meditation actually makes you wiser than your enemies. Look at verse 98. There the psalmist says, your commandment makes me wiser than my enemies, for it is ever with me. Those who meditate on God's instruction find that they are wiser than those who would oppose them. You ever have people oppose you? At work, in your home, and wrong you, and sin against you, treat you poorly. When you meditate on God's word, you're ready for those situations. But meditation doesn't just make you wiser than your enemies. Verse 99 also explains that meditation actually makes you wiser than your teachers. Look at verse 99. It says, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I'm always meditating on your word, and so I'm wiser than my teachers. Teachers have several things going for them, don't they? They have the benefit of much study, of learning, of education, and knowledge. They have all those things on their side. However, those who have God as their instructor, those who have their Bibles and the Holy Spirit, and will spend time with God and His Word meditating, learn more than any scholar ever could. And so if you will meditate on God's Word, you will be wise. Meditation also makes you wiser even than your seniors. Look at verse 100. The psalmist writes there, I understand more than the aged, for I keep your precepts. The aged have both time and experience on their side. They've seen a lot of things. They've witnessed several things. They've probably made several mistakes and learned from those things. But neither time nor experience impart wisdom, per se. Rather, time humbly spent with God and His words impart wisdom. You need more than knowledge. You need more than experience. You need wisdom, and that comes from God. You need wisdom beyond what any teacher can instruct you in or the aged can relate to you through all the years of life. You need the wisdom of God, and you want Him to instruct you. So I think just some very practical application from a verse like this one, these verses, is chew on the Word of God. Find ways to keep that coming back to your mind. And if you do that, you'll not only demonstrate your love for God, but you'll walk away with great, great wisdom that will guide you through this journey of life. So back to the big picture here. God's Word is incomparably priceless for life's journey. Love it and treasure it, and you'll be better for doing that. God bless, and have a great day, and hopefully you'll go through today with God's Word in your heart and on your mind.